Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we are learning together Brachos Daf Lamud Aleph. The focus of the pasuk today will be in the eyes of the beholder. There are 22 psukim in total on this daf, and we're going to be focusing on a couple psukim which are to be found on Amud Beis, Lamud Aleph Amud Beis. The psukim are in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph, psukim Yud Dalad to Tesvov, and here's how it goes. We're in the stage where Chana is praying in front of the Oel Moed. She's praying in front of the Mishkan, and she is stopped by Eli, who is the Kohen Gadol and the Shofet at the time, who asks her the following question. Vayomer Eliyahu, Eli says to her, Ad masai tishtakori etakorin, hasirias yanech me'aleich. Why are you drunk? Why are you standing here? She's praying in a very unusual manner. She's speaking very quietly. It can't be heard. He thinks she's drunk. She turns to him and responds, Vatan chana vatomer. She says to him, Loi Adoni, no, my master. Isha kishas ruach anich. I'm a woman of very bitter spirit. V'yayim v'shechar lo shesisi. I do not imbibe in any alcoholic beverages. V'yishpoich es nafshi lifnei Hashem. But I'm pouring out my soul in front of Hashem. The Gemara over here on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis tells us, very interesting insight, that when she says, Loi Adoni, no, my master, she's not just refuting what he said, but Ula says in the name of Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina, she says, Loi Adonato, you are not a master, b'davar hazeh. You're not sensitive enough. Loi ruach ha-kodesh aralecho. You don't have the divine spirit upon you. She'ato choshteini b'davar hazeh, that you even suspect me of such a thing. She's not saying, no, sir. She's saying, no, you're not a sir. You're not a master by the fact that you made this illegitimate observation. What does that mean? What is the Gemara really saying? The Vilna Gaon famously says a very beautiful idea, and that is how the Urim V'Tumim operates. The Urim V'Tumim, of course, is this mystical idea. It's a name of Hashem, as is according to some of the Mefarshim, which is written and put into between the folds of the Choshe Mishpat, the breastplate that the Kohen Gadol would wear. And when he was in need of consultation, when he needed divine assistance, he would turn to the Urim V'Tumim, as we see many times is done throughout Tanakh. And at this point in time, Eli, who is the Kohen Gadol, sees this woman acting in a very abnormal way. And he turns to the Urim V'Tumim, and four letters light up, and they are the letters Shin, Chof, Resh, Hey. And the point that the Vilna Gaon points out over here is that the Urim V'Tumim is not a magical thing which prints out a little message which you understand what to do now. No, it gives you a certain idea, a certain inkling, but it requires you to do your work to understand what the message really is. And what was being said over here was misconstrued. The words Shin, Chof, Resh, Hey, he understood to mean Shikora, which means drunkard. She is a drunk woman, and that's why he reprimanded her. But in fact, they are the same four letters for the word Kesheira. She is Kesheira. She is fine. She is a good woman. And what Chana is ultimately addressing and saying to Eli is, if you don't have the sensitivity to be able to read the Urim V'Tumim in a way to understand the full magnitude of the message given to you, then Lo Adonata, then you can't be a master. We'll see in a moment, of course, that she backtracks on this in a moment. She has to apologize for her outburst, because ultimately she's going to donate the child to the Mishkan in the auspices of Eli himself. Ultimately, that child will be the one to oust Eli. His name will be Shmuel. Very complicated relationship, and it starts at this very critical moment. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.